Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. And how was church last night? Well, in spite of still battling these allergies a little bit and it's affecting my voice, we had a wonderful service last night at Bible Baptist Church. We're learning to be effective witnesses, effective soul winners for Christ and sharing the gospel with others. God's only plan of getting the gospel to lost people is for you and for me who've been redeemed, you and me who've been born again, you and me who have experienced the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's up to us to tell it, to tell the story. I love to tell the story is what the songwriter said, and that's what each of us ought to be able to do, to take our Bible and show someone how they can place their faith in Jesus Christ as their Savior. And we had a great time together last night. Hope it was that way at your church where you were, and that you were in your place and that God spoke to your heart and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. Now, I want you to take your Bible today and go to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. Notice with me verse number 14, the Bible says, "But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." Paul writes this letter here to the churches of Galatia. And when I want to talk to you today about this verse here in Galatians, I entitled the message, "One Cross and Three Crucifixions." Now, I know you may have thought about the three crosses on Mount Calvary. Jesus is being in the middle and the thief crucified, a thief crucified on either side. But this verse doesn't talk about three crosses. It talks about only one, the cross of Jesus. But there are three different crucifixions mentioned here in this verse. Notice, "God forbid that I should glory, save," number one, "in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." That's the first crucifixion. "By whom," number two, "the world is crucified unto me." There's the second crucifixion. And number three, "I have been crucified. I am crucified to the world." That's the third. Let me tell you the true story of a young songwriter named Isaac. Back in 92, he was an 18-year-old pastor's kid who grew up attending church every week. He loved the Lord, but he thought the music at church just was awful. It was slow and it was sad and just people didn't sing out. And so he was kind of fed up with it, and so he complained to his dad and he said, "Dad, the music at our church isn't very good. When can we sing some new songs?" And so Dad said, "Well, son, if you think you can do better, why don't you write some new songs for church?" And so that's what Isaac began to do. He wrote two new songs for the next Sunday. And when they sang them, there was a mixed reaction. Some didn't like them, but some did. Now, I'm not talking about 1992. I'm talking about 1692. And that's when Isaac Watts started writing hymns. And he wrote over 600 songs, including "Joy to the World." Now, he introduced the new kind of song that he wrote was something that didn't come straight from the Bible. Now, he based every one of his songs on a passage of Scripture, and one of his best-known songs comes from this text that we read today, Galatians 6:14. His original title was "Crucifixion to the World by the Cross of Christ." Now, you don't know it as that title. You know it as this: "When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast save in the death of Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood." He wrote a third verse that is rarely ever sung today, but it mentions these three crucifixions we're talking about. That third verse of that song says, "His dying crimson, like a robe, spreads o'er his body on the tree. Then am I dead to all the globe, and all the globe is dead to me." Well, let's talk about these three crucifixions and discover what they mean to us. One cross, three crucifixions. Number one, there's a historical crucifixion. That tells me the cross removes the penalty of sin. Paul wrote, "I'm only going to boast in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ." That's an amazing statement because the cross was a horrible instrument of torture and execution. It was a thing of shame. The Latin word for cross is crux, C-R-U-X. And it was such a horrendous word, the Romans would never speak of it in polite company. It would be as inappropriate for us to describe in detail how a criminal on death row would die by lethal injection, or how a criminal would die in the electric chair. Can you imagine, God forbid, that I should glory save in the electric chair? But see, this word crux or cross means something important to us. In other words, when we say, let's get to the crux of the matter, you're saying, let's get to the heart of the matter here. Let's get to what the important thing is here. The word excruciating comes from the word cross. When someone talks about excruciating pain, it literally means from the cross. Now, Paul isn't just boasting in any Roman cross. He was boasting in one cross. He said, "God forbid that I should boast save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ." Listen, the death of Jesus Christ is my only reason to boast. Paul is writing here to the church of Galatia to combat some legalistic Jewish teachers who had misled the believers into thinking they had to become good Jews before they could become good Christians. They demanded all the Gentile men to undergo circumcision. They were just proud, arrogant of their Jewish observances, and they boasted about how religious they were. There's a lot of things people boast about today. Oh, people brag about their investments. They brag about their houses or their cars or their sports teams. But people still boast about how religious they are. But there's only one thing that a Christian should ever boast about, and that is the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible states the penalty of sin in no uncertain terms. It says the soul that sinneth shall surely die. And since we're all sinners, we all deserve death, and we deserve the punishment of our sin, which is death and hell. But on the cross, Jesus Christ, the sinless one, Jesus Christ, the righteous one, he became sin for us when he knew no sin. And he paid the price, he paid the penalty for our sins on the cross. He who his own self in his body bore our sins on the tree, 1 Peter 2:24. He died for us. He died for me, he died for you, my friend. All our iniquity on him was laid. He nailed them all to the tree. The scene is a Nazi death camp in Auschwitz, Poland. The year was 1941. Several prisoners had successfully escaped. So in order to make an example, the Nazis randomly chose 10 prisoners to be herded into a cell where they would be starved to death. The name of a Polish Jew named Franciszek Gazownaczek was called. He cried out in anguish, "Wait, wait, I have a wife and children. What will happen to them?" But his cries were ignored by the guards. Then another prisoner, Maximilian Kolbe, stepped forward and said, "I'll take his place." Kolbe was a Catholic priest who was arrested for hiding Jews from the Nazis, and the soldiers grabbed Kolbe instead. He was marched into the starvation cell and never made it out alive. A few years ago, NBC interviewed the now 82-year-old Franciszek. He cried and wept as he told the story of Maximilian Kolbe. The camera followed him outside his tiny house to a carefully tended garden. And in that garden was a marble monument. And it said, "In memory of Maximilian Kolbe, he died in my place." Well, my friend, that's exactly what Jesus Christ did for each one of us. We were guilty, and we deserved the penalty of death and hell. But Jesus stepped up and said, "I'll take their place." Take me instead. And I should have been crucified. And I should have suffered and died. And I should have hung on the cross in disgrace. But Jesus, God's Son, took my place. Oh, thank God for Jesus. I'll boast in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a historical crucifixion. Jesus paid the penalty for our sin. But then secondly, there's a cultural crucifixion. That means the cross repels the power of sin. When Paul wrote the world has been crucified to him, he's not talking about the world of people or just the planet Earth. The world describes the general attitude, the actions, the culture of people who reject God. The Bible teaches we battle sin on three fronts: the world, the flesh, and the devil. The devil's the tempter. The world is a temptation, and my sinful nature, the flesh, is the tempted. In other words, the world is the carrot the devil dangles before my soul, which is my mind, my will, my emotions. He uses the things of the world to attract our sinful nature. And the truth is, with the cultural crucifixion, when I realize that Jesus died and I have now no sin does no longer have power over me, is that the attractions of this sinful world have lost their allure. The world there, is the word is cosmos. And when you've been crucified, when the world's been crucified to you, then its philosophy, it no longer pulls you in. It's dead to you. I'm not just saying, listen, the magazines have no allure. Those modern primetime television shows have no allure. The modern music has no allure. The Bible says in 1 John 2, verse 15 through 17, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. World is always trying to draw us into its fashions and fads and philosophy, but all of them are godless. God says, I want you not to be conformed to the world, but to be transformed. Don't conform to the fads and fashion of the world. Now, he has to tell us that because that's exactly what the world's trying to do, what the devil is using the world to do. People feel pressured to wear a certain label of clothing so they can be in vogue. Fads and fashions of this world come and go, and they don't stay. But the Bible says, whosoever does the will of God abides forever. Oh, my friend, let's make sure that we're not being fashioned like the world. We're not being conformed. We're being transformed by the renewing of our mind so we can prove what is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's what we're talking about. Well, our time's about up for today, so we're going to carry this over to tomorrow. I want to finish talking about the cultural crucifixion, and then we'll get into the last crucifixion, the personal crucifixion. And I think we'll do that when we get together tomorrow, and I'll start here with a little story about some Greek mythology and the sirens, all right? And we'll pick it up there, Lord willing, when we get back on a broadcast on Friday. Hey, it's Thursday. The Bridge to Recovery is tonight, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, and then if you don't make it out to that, we'll join together for our broadcast again tomorrow, all right? And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.